you choose to fuck the dragon. Whatever, we do not kink shame here. You ascend the slope overlooking the dragon. As you approach, it whirls to face you, releasing a menacing growl and snorting out a few gusts of smoke.
Magnificent, isn't she?
Bull breathes. Indeed she is, you say. The dragon crouches back on its haunches in preparation for charging you. Hey, beautiful. Come here often? You call. The dragon stops short and tilts its head in confusion.
Inky? Bull?
Sarah asks.
What are you doing?
Just appreciating the lovely view.
Bull says with a wink in the dragon's direction. The dragon preens under your appreciative gazes. Sarah and Solas trade glances.
I suppose we could set up camp and wait for you two to conclude your business?
Solas suggested.
Yeah. We'll be waiting at Storm Solitude until you two finish whatever it is you're doing here.
Sarah agrees. They turn sharply and head back north towards the Inquisition camp at a pace that is not quite fast enough to be called a run, but is definitely a hasty jog.
Must be lonely out here on Storm Coast all by yourself. Care for some company?
The dragon dips its head, blinking coquettishly and breathing a few coy puffs of steam at both of you. Long-distance relationships are hard, but somehow the three of you manage to make it work. The dragon is always sad to see you go off to battle, but that makes your reunions all the sweeter. Once you've sealed the final breach and brokered peace between the warring human factions, you and Bull return to the Storm Coast and build a lovely little cabin on the cliff overlooking the dragon's nest, where you spend the rest of your days raising a brood of adorable dragon-kunari-human hybrids.
The end.